Hey, thanks for checking us out on the Mixed Morning Podcast with me, Nikki, Whip, and Violetta. And this morning we talked about funny things kids say and that usually involves bodily humor.
Almost always. Yeah. Also, what is the perfect length for a hug? You will be stunned, shocked, and amazed. And maybe horrified.
And uncomfortable.
Yes.
Come here, give me a hug. So we also have Die Hard dinner plans. You can find out more about that. Take a listen.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother clucker. With Violetta, sometimes we're going out to lunch, but I love your company.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you send stuff back, one of my very good friends, all she does, she'll look at me actually and go, I'm sorry, Nikki. And I know she's going to start sending stuff back or complaining, and I get so embarrassed. I just don't even know how to handle it. So we wanted to know some of the stuff that, some of the things your friends do to embarrass you. You love them.
Yeah.
You accept it. But man, it is embarrassing sometimes when you go out. We asked for some texts, and Violetta has been laughing for 10 minutes.
I love these. They're so good. I hope you guys love them as much as I do. And the most embarrassing one is going to win a prize. So thank you so much for texting us at 60123. Let's get started. So 708 says, I can't even go out to eat with my friend anymore because she will pick one item and then change it 20 different ways where she's basically making a brand new item.
This is already causing anxiety.
773, my friend asked our server if he could cut a piece of the prime rib special and taste it before ordering it.
Wow.
Oh, okay. It's like a food taster.
Yeah. 567 says, my husband likes to ask people where the Statue of Liberty is no matter what state we're in. I love
just
that.
To be funny.
Yep. 630.
Okay.
So my friend will always ask the waiter if the sign in the bathroom about washing her hands is only for employees. 708. I have a friend who, when we go through security at events, always goes, ooh, jumps, and then giggles anytime the wand passes their butt.
You nod like you know that one. Is that you, Whip?
I might have. I mean, maybe it's not on purpose. Maybe it just tickles me every time.
Okay, another 630 says, I'm that embarrassing friend when we go out that I encourage all my friends to grab the cutlery plates or glasses that I think would look good in my kitchen.
Oh, okay. Wow.
What?
Yeah.
773, ordering things that aren't on the menu and then just asking for a bunch of substitutions. That obviously is a popular one. 219, so I was out with a friend, Andy, at a bar. We met up with some coworkers. I don't know how we started talking about teeth. But then Andy took out his fake teeth and put them on the bar. I learned a lot about Andy that day.
Oh, my God.
And another 1630, my dad always makes jokes to servers. Oh, today's the day we have to pay for our meal?
Oh, the dad. Oh, wow. Seriously.
A couple of those remind me of the insurance commercials about not becoming your parents.
No.
That's totally what they would do on those.
And last but not least, 708, we were at a friend's wedding, and my friends took a bunch of all the free condiments from the continental breakfast, the peanut butter packets, the jellies, everything, and then made sandwiches later.
Oh, my
God. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, man.
I have one that I like the best.
Okay, you go first because I'm really torn.
I really like the asking where the Statue of Liberty is, even if you're in California or something. That, to me, is actually hilarious.
I do. Andy's good. Tasting the prime rib is good. But I will go with Whip and say asking the Statue of Liberty. It's just so ridiculous that I don't even know how. You got to pick your eyes up off the ground when you roll out of your head.
Right?
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
Coming in at number three, we have Andy Samberg and Ryan.
Whatever happened to Andy Samberg?
I don't know.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right? But it feels like he was really hot for a little while, and he's been replaced by Pete Davidson in our world.
Well,
I guess,
when you leave Saturday Night Live, that's kind of why, you're not.
Thanks
on
for
week.
Stalling while my brain
there
farted.
You go. That's okay.
So Andy Samberg and Maya Rudolph are hosting a new baking competition show. It's going to be on Peacock, and it's called Bake It. It debuts on December 2nd, but the best part is that the judges are a panel of grandmas.
Ah. Oh, that's funny.
It's awesome. It's a nice twist.
Yeah.
I mean, because grandmas don't hold back. You guys know with my grandma. She's all over my social, and her facial expressions, her words, her general attitude says exactly what she's thinking.
All right.
And I'm hoping to see some of that from these grandmas. Coming.
No, this is just apropos. No. But sometimes I'm like, these are like high-level people and the Peacock Network. This is like big-time stuff. And somehow the name they came up with was Bake It. We got a baking show. What are we going to call it? Bake It. Sounds good.
I don't know what the spin is. I was thinking like fake it, but yeah. like maybe they're not real bakers baking. I don't know yet. The teaser's not even out, but we just have the information.
Yeah, all right.
Coming in at number two, what's Billie Eilish been up to? Right? I mean, I feel like she was everywhere, and now she's nowhere. I guess she's just revealed that she got a new tattoo, but none of us are probably going to ever see it, is what she says. Mm. She got her last name inked between her tatas. And she says she's going to keep it to herself.
That's the technical term.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to keep it to herself, at least for now. Unclear if she's going to post that anywhere, but I don't know.
All right. Sounds painful.
It does. It sure does. Coming in at number one, Zendaya and Tom Holland just made their first red carpet debut in Paris as a couple. They look stunning and oh so in love, which is great pub for the new movie Spider-Man No Way Home, as if they needed any more hype around this movie.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, so this is the last in the Homecoming trilogy. It's going to hit theaters December 17th. But the real cool news is that Sony Pictures have said this is not Tom Holland's last Peter Parker performance.
Oh, good. That was a big rumor.
Yeah,
right.
He's far from over from playing that character. They say they're signing up for 3 more movies as soon as this one ends. So stay tuned. December 17th is when this movie comes out, but it's not the end of it.
Awesome.
Mm.
Chicago's favorite way to wake up. Mix mornings, weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
A new study which claims that babies develop a sense of humor at the age of 1 month old. Babies can actually appreciate humor to some degree without going into all the academia that is here about what exactly they're understanding and thinking in their little baby brains.
Okay.
1 month old, they're able to develop.
Wait, 1 month or 1 year?
1 month.
1 month.
A baby will have what scientists consider a sense of humor as young as 1 month old. Now, it develops from there. There's a whole ton of different types of humor. Yeah, hopefully. Not for everybody. There's 21 different types of humor that you can go through without the in different ages. At 1 year old, kids begin to appreciate more participatory humor, including teasing, taboo topics like toilet humor and nudity, and attempts to startle others like, boo, ha ha, that's hilarious to a 1 year old.
So apparently you and I are one.
And to many, many adults too, yeah. And by the way, it says 1 year old. I will say that with 2 boys, ages 7 and 10 in my house, like every single thing, like for example, that Olivia Rodrigo song. In my house, that would be good for poop and poop, 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 poop. And that would get them rolling on the floor. That is comedy for a kid, right?
And me.
And Nikki and me and Violetta, not so amused by that. But here's the thing. It doesn't always have to do with poop. Kids say all kinds of funny things, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and they say the best stuff.
They say stuff all the time because they have no filter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not poop related. Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's bodily function related. What am I saying? My mom was a principal forever, so she's seen many kids. Yeah, yep. And one quote that stuck out, we talked about for years, still talk about. One student told her she was so stupid she didn't know how to fart.
So my
mom, being the woman she was, did not answer that the way I wish she would have, right, which would have been to show him. But no, so
you can't do that on command. You gotta be ready for that.
But
kind
like
of thing.
That kid said that, and that stuck with us forever.
Oh,
could only
God.
Come out of the mouth of a kid, right?
Yeah,
okay,
really.
So 312-233-1019. We are taking your calls. Funny thing that a kid said to you. How about Dana? Dana, you are on the mix.
I am a teacher, and I had students come in from recess, and one was very upset that a classmate had said the F word. So I pulled the student aside, and I said, "Did you say this word?" And she said, "No, I didn't." I said, "I hate you, MF-er."
Oh!
Oh, my God.
And thanks for cleaning that up.
Yeah, exactly. Appreciate the PG version of it for our purposes, Dana.
Oh.
All right, Carrie. Carrie, you're on with the mix.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
So we were watching a basketball game on TV, and it was the start of the game, and the national anthem was being played. And the person was signing the national anthem, and my daughter said, "Oh, look, they're signing for the blind people."
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yep.
Thank you very much, Carrie. All right, let's go to April. That's, hey, from a kid's point of view, right?
Right.
April, you are on the mix. Funny thing that a kid said to you.
Hi. So I'm a teacher, and I used to teach kindergarten. And I called on a student one time to answer one of my questions, and she just randomly said, "Sometimes my sister holds in her burp for so long that it comes out as a fart."
That's going to be care. April, you're a winner, April.
Oh, my God. And I bet teachers have heard it all, just like the principal.
Seriously.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
My mom knows your pain.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Song's about 2 minutes long. That's about the time of an average hug. 2 minutes? 2:17?
Oh, my God, that's a long hug.
Oh, yeah, if you really like the person.
Yeah, psychologists reveal how long the perfect hug should be. So we're taking calls at 312-233-1019. Whip, what do we got?
Oh, we got Melissa. Melissa, you're on The Mix.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa.
4 seconds.
Four solid
I
seconds.
I like that number, actually.
Exactly. It's like one.
That's
Yeah, I counted it out in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's plenty long.
Melissa's hugging herself in the car being like, one, yeah. two. Yeah. Unfortunately, that is not long enough.
Sorry, Melissa. Hands back on the wheel, okay?
Yeah.
How about Kayla? Kayla, you're on the mix. What's your guess?
Kayla.
Oh, hold on, Kayla. 1 second, please. Now, Kayla, you're on the mix. What's your guess?
She's still hugging.
Kayla.
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
There you are.
Hi, sorry guys.
No worries.
Okay, so my guess is the perfect hug is 10 seconds long.
That is exactly right.
What?
Woo!
That seems long.
That is a long
that
hug, right?
It really does. Like, for example, this applause that you're hearing right now from your adoring audience, that's 10 seconds long exactly.
That's a long hug.
It feels that way. Kayla, you think it's long?
From somebody you like.
Yeah.
And that is definitely a good point that you make.
So if a random person walks up, yeah, no 10-second long random hugs.
So we're kind of shocked by that 10-second hug, thinking it's kind of long. And so did these psychologists. They're like, we kind of thought that would be like a lingering hug. And what I have to tell you is how they actually conducted this. They blindfolded 48 women willing to be hugged by a stranger. And then they, you know, just blindfolded them like 1 second. They did a 1 second, a 5 second, and a 10 second, and the 10 second was the winner.
I am shocked by that.
I
would think for sure. I mean, one I get, that's like really, really short, but 10 is long.
Agreed.
The Dover Nuggets, there's only a few leftover nuggets that I want to chew.
All right, leftover nuggets. So we're booking a trip to Cleveland, guys.
Cleveland rocks, I heard.
December 14th, we're going there because Cleveland's Great Lakes Brewing Company, great beer, by the way, is holding a Die Hard-themed holiday dinner.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. It's like $85. So the welcome beer is Christmas ale. Always good. Course one is, how do we say it again?
Nakatomi? Nakatomi Tower.
Nakatomi Tower sticky rice with salmon. So
that's
course one.
That sounds so good, actually.
Course two, this menu actually is very good. Course two is the German Twins Dortmunder Gold Infused Currywurst, Knackwurst, and Sauerkraut.
That's a mouthful,
I'll
too.
Pass on that one.
Course three is the Detonators Yippee-Ki-Yay Mother Clucker Spicy Chicken. Okay. I read that very slowly.
Yeah, I knew with Clucker it had to be chicken.
Yes. Course four is Cowboy and Hans Smoked Pork Loin with Schnitzel and Bitter Greens paired with an IPA. And then course five is the Happy Trails Yellow Sponge Cake Cinnamon Cream paired with Barrel Aged Christmas Ale.
Fantastic.
How cool is that?
They put a lot of thought into that.
Now, that's Cleveland. And I would also say that if you were thinking about going somewhere, we may not want to go to Asbury Park, New Jersey. Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, by the way. Residents are debating the merits of the town's official Christmas tree. They usually have a real one like everybody else. They put it up in the big part of the town that everyone goes to by the boardwalk, and everybody loves it. This year, though, they decided to do something different. This year's tree is not actually a tree at all. It's made of cardboard, and it looks kind of like a tree, but with different artsy nods to the town's architecture and musical history and stuff about Bruce Springsteen thrown onto it.
Of course.
not even joking. So apparently, Asbury Park, New Jersey, is turning into kind of like an an Austin artsy town, which I had no idea. Okay. But so this is what they're trying to get across. We're like artsy and cool and weird and different, and this is our Christmas tree. But other longtime residents say, I would not even have my kid take a picture in front of that tree. It's creative, but not festive at all.
All respect to the boss.
That's right, boss.
Yes. And my nugget is a little bit over the top. A woman fakes an elaborate wedding in a sad attempt to get her ex to text her back.
Okay.
I know. So a woman redefined the arranged marriage idea by basically setting up this whole fake photo shoot, hired an actor as a groom, put all of this stuff up on social media just to get her ex to be like, oh my God, are you getting married?
Wow.
And, you know, in hopes to talk to him again, I guess, down the road. So she just posted this recently on TikTok with the caption, remember the time that I faked my own wedding and had a professional photographer just so I could have him reach out again. Turns out the boyfriend never even reached out. She goes, I saw that he read my story and that he saw it, but he never texted me. So she did the whole thing for nothing.
At least she's got some, like, pictures from it, I guess.
Yeah, and now she's told the whole world that she's a little bit bananas.
Yeah, to assure that no one is ever going to text you or call you back again.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
Coming in at number three, people are finally finding out who their top artists and songs were this year as Spotify is releasing their listeners' Wrapped 2021. And it's a great marketing campaign. They got it covered, where the company shares their own data, each user's data with them, and then it gives them the opportunity to share that on social media. So basically, the me culture has continued, and you can see all the things your friends are listening to on social media today, whether you want to or not, because everybody feels like sharing it.
So, who did you like? Or really, who did I like?
It's who did I like, and I don't care about you.
Yeah, that's one of those things, by the way, real quick. So, you know, people have different kind of takes on what they want private, what they don't wear. I remember on Facebook like 6 or 7 years ago, maybe even, I don't even know, when Spotify might have first started, and for whatever reason, some people had it set on Facebook that it would tell you what they're listening to on Spotify right then. And I was always like, I actually don't want people to know that about me.
Right.
I really, that's what, like,
all
you
that
know,
Britney Spears you're listening to.
You may know a lot of stuff, but there is something creepy about somebody, you know, wherever, knowing what I'm listening to at that moment in my car.
Rip just likes a lot of Bananarama.
Exactly. And so what if I do? It's a cruel, cruel summer, Nikki.
Just own it. Coming in at number two, and just like that, there is a new trailer for the Sex in the City revival series. So on Monday, which was two days ago, HBO Max released a nearly 2-minute clip from a highly anticipated revival series. Everybody's so excited to see Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte back together. Samantha, notably, not going to be in this series. The first two episodes are going to debut on December 9th, and then the following 8 episodes are going to premiere weekly on Thursdays. So you can catch that all starting on December 9th through February 3rd.
And everyone kind of looks the same, but just a little bit grayer.
Okay, that works.
Maybe a slightly more than a little bit. Sarah Jessica Parker,
nice.
Her fashion still stands out. I'm not sure about the rest. Okay, coming in at number one, hashtag 8 days of Onika. I know you've been scratching your head the whole time. What is this?
Yeah.
Well, it's trending right now as Barbs, those are Nicki Minaj fans, begin celebrating the 8 days before her birthday. And this is kind of my style. It's an interactive online countdown to Nicki's 39th birthday, which is on December 8th. And it's making a huge splash online for really no reason, because you have nothing to celebrate today other than in 8 days, it's her birthday. But today's question on Twitter that everybody's recirculating is, which one of Nicki Minaj's music videos is your favorite? So the debate rages.
All right. Well, that's your afternoon.
Hold
we
on.
Got it.
I think you buried the lead, unless it's just me. Her fans are called Barbs?
Yeah, because Barbie. She's known as Barbie. That's kind of her stage name, and that's her look. She does the all pink hair.
I knew exactly zero of those things.
Well, you learn something new on trending on Twitter every day.
We learned. Thank you for listening to the Mixed Mornings podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment
of Mixed Mornings on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.